trying to forget. Steered clear of all those places.
The new track is instantly listenable. It's a really nice track. Where did you record it? Which musicians did you use?
There's a guy who produces my records who you might be familiar with called Marcel Borak.
Yep.
Who's a great singer-songwriter in his own right and producer. And he produced my second solo record, and we just started talking about putting a band together to play my song, just my song. So we started gigging. It's a small four-piece band with Marcel on guitar and Ash Davies on drums, who's a brilliant drummer, who I'm sure you know, and just a local bass player here called Nathan Farrelly. So just a small, honest guitar band, but just put together to play my songs. And, you know, I think my songs are just nice to have a bit of this band compared to the Warner Brothers. The Warner Brothers was, you know, sort of an alt country, straight ahead alt country. I reckon we're one of the first alt country bands in the world, actually, the Warner Brothers. But
really? I was going to ask whether that was a big type of music back then, because some of it, like, you're really looking at some of the songs, like, really kind of rockabilly and... And that song, The Fang, that you did, I thought, where did you find that?
Well, that's an old Nervous Norva song from the 50s, yeah.
I was born one morning on the planet Mars. I cast out my cradle and I shot to the stars. I landed on Earth with a solid bang. I'm the Fang. I'm the Fang. The Fang. It didn't take me long to get settled down. When I dug the cool chicks in every town, I said, this is it, Dad, let's get earthbound. I'm the Fang. I'm the Fang.
That's interesting you say rockabilly, because the Warner Brothers here and the guitar player James Stewart was very much that of that ilk. He played a stand-up double bass to start with, and he played with Lisa Miller actually in a band called the Hepileptics. And he was very straight ahead country, sort of more, you know, sort of Texas country, whereas my taste is more, I grew up in Perth, so I love West Coast stuff. You know, I love the Yvonne and Eagles and Burrito Brothers and Little Feet. I love all that stuff. But I also really like that sort of Tulsa stuff, like, you know, JJ Cale. So, but we both love American music. I think that's what you can hear in our stuff. It's very American. But the Warner Brothers was more sort of pulled in that rockabilly direction, which became, once we became, put all our music together, it was very much like Uncle Tupelo, sort of green on red.
Yeah.
And we were pretty much, I mean, you can imagine, I mean, you remember what was going on in 90, our first record came out in 1992, which was, I think, the year, you know, Nirvana hit. So it was all grunge then, so we were, you know,
going
it was very,
the grain.
Yeah, no one was listening to our music, so it was a tiny little scene. And even so, the country musicians turned their nose up at us because it was too rock, and the rock musicians thought it was too country. We've always had that problem. We always had that problem with, you know, airplay back in the old days, because we sort of lived in that. It really is that old country world. But the Night Parrots is more, as I said, it goes more. It's got more space, and it's got more. You can hear more of that sort of Little Feety West Coast sound, I reckon, that I really like, and it's sort of it's really conducive to my lyric writing.
And that music is having a period at the moment. It's like some of the best music out there at the moment is, I mean, it's called Americana now, isn't it, rather than
country, yeah, it is, yeah.
Some of the best music going around at the moment and the best musicians and songwriters are in that style.
It's amazing how much it's really come to fruition in Australia. The big ad on the Weekend Festival was just here on the weekend, and it's all Americana bands, and they're all local, you know, most of them local, and they're just, there's such good songwriting, as you said, there's such good songwriting going on, particularly amongst young people, particularly amongst young women, I reckon. It's just incredible what's going on. So it's kind of nice for us to be the old grandfathers of old country, you know, but not that I think my new record's that old country. I think it's got something else going on. Like, I don't know if you've heard the whole record yet, but, but that track's very indicative of the style of it. It's sort of, you know, it's a bit rock, a bit jazz, a bit country, a bit something, you know, a bit like the band. My favorite band is the Band.
The Last Waltz, when I heard that as a kid, blew me away.
Yeah, same. Like, because I was a big Dylan fan, but yeah, the best something about that music, it's, you know what I mean? It does have that melding of all of lots of different styles of American music, and it's just so unique, and it's sort of, it's funky but not funky. You know what I mean? I just love it. It swings, but it's just got swagger but it's intelligent as well. So yeah, I just love them. Like that, the self-titled one is my favorite. Like I think Rockin' Chair is one of my favorite songs of all time. It's just, I think I might have that one played at my funeral, Chris. It's just such a great song, you know. So good. Oh, to be home again. In old Virginia. What a great idea.
Hang around, Willie boy. Don't you raise the sails anymore. It's for sure. I've spent my whole life at sea, and I'm pushing age 73. Now there's only one place that was meant for me. And point to shore. These seven seas won't carry us no more. Born to be home again, down in old Virginia, with my very best friend. They call him Ragtime Willie. I can't wait to sniff that air. Little bit stuff.
The song sounds fantastic, the arrangement and the playing is brilliant, but also the video is really cool. And I was trying to pick out where you were, because I mean, when I lived in Victoria, we used to do a lot of driving out to all the different country towns. One of my favorite things is driving just in the middle of nowhere in Australia and finding a town. But where was it filmed?
Yeah, you're right, I'm the same, because my partner's got a farm just outside, you might, just north of Melbourne actually. Is a town, the old Hume Highway, is a town called Kilmore, which is now almost part of Melbourne, but that's where our farm is. So that shearing shed is actually my shearing shed in the back of farm.
Cool.
Yeah, and it's a working shearing shed too. So like, you know, only a week after there were shearers in there. It's a bit broken down, but it's a really old sort of broken down place, but I love it. But it's in that, you know, it's up there on the Great Divide in that Kelly country, sort of very central. So a lot of it was shot. I took that road, you know, that road that goes up towards Shepparton, you know, that you sort of take that very centre part of Victoria around Broadford, and a lot of it shot in Broadford and Rochester and Murchison, those towns around, you know, the Goulburn Valley. So that's a great old location. You know, I'm always scoping out, because during the pandemic, actually, when there was no work, I worked for a fencing contractor up there, you know, to try and make some cash.
Yeah.
So I've always had my eye out for you. You're going, well, that's a good location.
Oh,
you know,
cool.
There's a good old, there's a good old garage.
It looks the old garage. It looks fantastic on film. Yeah, we used to drive out to Bright quite a bit, because that's...
it's beautiful up there, yeah.
And that road goes past Broadford and all those towns through Gold.
Yeah, it's just stunning. Yeah, I love central Victoria. I just sort of feel, you know, our place is right on top of the divide there. It looks a bit like, you know, it actually looks like Europe. It looks like Scotland up there. That's where all the Scots settled up there, because it's bare and it's windswept and it's cold.
Yeah.
But you know, I sort of fell in love. I just love it being, because I've got an old, you know, I live in an old hay shed up there, and it's all, you know, made of tin and timber, and it's just, you really feel the weather when you're up there. I just love it. You know, you can hear it you can hear the rain on the roof and the wind howling around the joint. Got a big stove in there. There's nothing better. Yeah, so it's really exciting. It's, you know, I haven't had an album out for a while because I think, you know, everyone's releases got delayed, of course, over the last... it was meant to be out a lot earlier than this, but, you know, it's hard to get your hands on vinyl. It's hard to get into a studio. And I'm actually kind of glad. I wanted to release it. I wanted to release it before summer. It just feels like a summer record to me, so I held it back a little bit. So I'm just really excited that I finally got a new one out with my own band, yeah. Finally, you know.
Yeah.
This is Dan Warner. You're listening to Down by the River with Chris Owens on Triple U.
I've been on the straight and narrow. been trying to forget. I've steered clear of all those places, and I haven't been back yet. I went west to border town. I've been up and down the Hume. I tried not to look in the rearview mirror in case I caught a glimpse of you. Every passing truck's road train on radio songs about you. Every night's as long as the remembering takes, and every moon is blue. Between the railway lines, hiding out like the Kelly gang in hills north of the divide. At least out on the back roads, I never need to slow or stop. I never think about what might have been, what you were, and what I'm not. Every person. Trucks, road train, all radio songs about you. Every night's as long as the remembering takes, and every moon is blue. How far from there I've really come, how far there is to go. Seen the dog 5 miles from Gundagai, I've seen the noggin in its den. Seen 9 opossums sink into the sea, just might be number 10.